From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. The students at Wells College in upstate New York call it a haven. Since 1868, Wells has offered a traditional four-year liberal arts education exclusively to women. Students say they like being able to speak out in class without competition from men, and they're fighting the college's plan to admit male students next fall. From member station WXXI in Rochester, New York, Brenda Tremblay reports.
On the last day of the fall semester, Wells College freshman Nisha Spencer shrugged into a blue parka and headed across campus to her last final exam in politics.
I'm prepared. At least I like to think I am.
She pauses to hug a friend goodbye. Behind her, a hand-painted banner flaps on the front of a brick building that reads, "Will going co-ed keep Wells out of the red?"
I came to Wells because my sister graduated from a single-sex institution, and I wanted to have something like the same experience that she had, but I guess that's not going to happen now.
The Board of Trustees has announced the college will start admitting men next fall. When that decision was made public in October, students staged a week-long sit-in. Their government called for a vote of no confidence in the college's president. Parents and alumni signed a petition and demonstrated in an attempt to convince college officials to change their minds.
The primary consideration that we took into account, or the Board of Trustees took into account, was a real need for Wells to grow her enrollment.
Ann Rollo, Wells's vice president for external relations, says the decision to admit men was largely financial. Despite the fact that Wells cut tuition by 30% to attract more students, the college is running a deficit and drawing from an endowment to make ends meet. Wells has not erected a new building in 3 decades. If the school does not admit male students, Rollo says, it may have to shut its doors.
For many, many years, we have been at around 400 students and have generated about 400 applications per year. We simply need to grow those numbers in order to have vibrancy, vitality, to be able to invest in a quality program, to really be the kind of college that that our students deserve.
But others disagree that recruiting men will solve the college's troubles. Rachel Dickinson represents the Wells Parents Association, a group of students, parents, and alumni opposed to the change.
They believe in the whole notion of women's education, that women actually in a single-sex environment learn better, learn differently, are able to take leadership positions. They believe that.
They feel so strongly that they filed a lawsuit on behalf of 2 students, accusing the college of breach of contract in the admissions process. It alleges that campus tour guides were specifically instructed in their training manuals to say no to prospective students when asked if the college was going co-ed. The students were deceived, Dickinson says, into believing they would be attending an all-women's college for 4 years.
I feel terrible about this, and I'm a graduate of a women's college. I know the importance of a women's education, and I know what these young women signed up for and what they expected to get.
Their efforts to fulfill those expectations, however, have so far proved futile. On December 16th, a New York State Supreme Court justice denied a preliminary injunction to force the college to delay the admission of men next fall. The justice said he believed Wells College needed the income to prevent the annihilation of the institution. The students haven't decided whether or not they'll appeal. But back on campus, freshman Nisha Spencer says it's already too late.
I hate it. It's not what I paid for. I'm very upset about that. And I just don't think that they're ready to admit men, especially not next year, maybe in like 2 or 3 years, but not next year.
Now that her finals are over, she'll be thinking about what to do.
I really love this school, but I don't feel like it's the place for me anymore.
Meanwhile, Wells College officials are preparing to break ground for the first new building on campus in more than 30 years, a men's locker room. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay.